Hi, this is Chip. This is the 2-Minute Time Lord Podcast. This is episode 167, and this is BBC Week on 2-Minute Time Lord. Episode 3 of the series featuring Mark Goodacre, the resident alien with an expatriate's perspective on the health of the BBC and its importance, and his Doctor Who fandom. And then after Mark, we'll have a little musical interlude, and then a quick spoiler-ish message about the latest revelations from the Sarah Jane Adventures. You know what I'm talking about. The spoilers will be after the musical lick. In the meantime, here's Mark.
I know it's a cliche to say that absence makes the heart grow fonder, but I don't think you can imagine the half of it until you've tried relocating to another country, especially if you've come from Britain. I mean, I love living in the USA, but there are so many things about the country that you've come from that you realise how much you love. I mean, the beer, the pubs, the cricket, but for me, perhaps most of all, the BBC and Doctor Who. That there's nothing quite like the BBC in the US. I mean, NPR is a kind of pale version of Radio 4 with pledge drives, and then you get PBS doing a kind of TV equivalent of that. You get BBC America, but it's often quite frustrating. I mean, why to goodness do we want endless episodes of Gordon Ramsay? I mean, I didn't want to watch it one time, never mind thousands of times. And so you end up setting up your homes with expat machines, internet radios and multi-regional DVD players with USB drives. You rig your car up to play MP3s of BBC radio programmes, when you're not listening to Doctor Who podcasts, of course. The point is that we love the BBC and we love it passionately. And yes, a lot of that is just nostalgia or homesickness or whatever you want to call it. But some of it, I think, is the realisation that the BBC is a national treasure. It's one of the crown jewels. It's the beating heart of the nation. I mean, nothing under any circumstances should be allowed to destroy it, and especially not Sky. No one would come up with something so wonderful today, I don't think. And if they did, it'd get buried under talk about the markets. It's like the National Health Service. It's a legacy that needs nurture and care and support. And Doctor Who is a part of all of that. It symbolises everything that's great about the BBC's past and its present. The way it works now, I think, gives us the BBC very much at its best. I mean, BBC Worldwide sells the show everywhere. You get episodes on BBC America within weeks of the original broadcast. You've got DVDs released simultaneously now. All of this offers a great model of how things should be done. But Doctor Who offers us a warning too. When Doctor Who went away in 1989, we always hoped it would come back. And we hoped it would come back properly in a way that would last. Of course, we never imagined just how great it was going to be when it came back. I thought I'd died and gone to TV heaven. But if the BBC goes away, we'll probably never get it back. If the wolves at the door are allowed into the building, we'll regret it. Let's make sure that doesn't happen. Let's celebrate everything that's great about the BBC.
Thanks, Mark. There's going to be a spoiler message about Sarah Jane Adventures in just a few minutes, but in the meantime, you can find more 2-Minute Time Lord podcasts at twominutetimelord.com or on iTunes. On Twitter, I'm numeral2minutetimelord, and on Facebook, just look for numeral2minutetimelord after the facebook.com/y thing. Okay, spoilers in 3, 2, 1. So, Twitter and Gallifrey Basin were everywhere that you could find a few old-school Doctor Who fans in a pub together. All of them were abuzz today because of a little something that happened on the Sarah Jane Adventures. They previewed Death of the Doctor at the BFI today, and during it, the regeneration problem was finally addressed. After all, everybody knows that the Doctor has 13 regenerations, right? And he's on 11 now, so they're clearly going to have to cancel the series soon, right? No. I'm told that Stephen Moffat recently said that he'd have a friend of his take care of the regeneration issue, and so it happened. There is a quote when the Doctor explains to Clyde that he has essentially 507 regenerations going for him. In other words, the issue of 13 regenerations has been completely taken off of the table. Now, I'm of two minds about that. I mean, yeah, the 13 regenerations was established continuity, although there were clear workarounds everywhere you looked. Easy example, the five Doctors. The Time Lords were just going to hand the Master a new set. On the other hand, as we get closer and closer to 13, then it really does become more and more this big stone that you've got to get over before you can go on to telling more Doctor Who stories. And only old school fans really, really care about it that much. I actually think it makes perverse sense for Stephen Moffat to tell Russell T. Davies, sure, would you take care of this in Sarah Jane Adventures for me? Sure. And Russell T. Davies saying, oh, of course, it'll be a funny line. I mean, seriously, you guys don't think that Moffat and RTD didn't collaborate on this, do you? Stephen Moffat has always been described as having some radical ideas about Doctor Who. He's also been quoted many times over the years about wanting to get Doctor Who pared down to the essentials. The guy, blue box, traveling through time, there you go. Never too big a fan of the big Gallifrey mythology. So it really does make perverse sense for Moffat to have it taken care of in a throwaway line on a spin-off show so that he can go on with the stories that he wants to tell. I'm amused by it, and I don't care about it, because the 13 regenerations angle, for me anyway, is one of the least important aspects of the Doctor Who universe. And that is the true end of the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast. I'll see you tomorrow with a review of the new Toby Haydock play, Now I Know My BBC, brought to you by TV producer and Tachyon TV contributor Simon Harries. Take care.